As we dive into the depths of Christ's heart during this Paschal Triduum, we encounter now a profound mystery. In the mind of Jesus, in his heart, we learn the importance of this night, Holy Thursday. It wasn't the unfortunate, accidental, and abrupt interruption of a life that ended too soon before being able to do what he could have done. He came for this night. He had told his disciples that he was looking forward eagerly to celebrate this Passover, this one in particular. A poet wrote about this. The secret of Holy Thursday was born by Christ during his mortal life. As soon as he had performed his first miracle at Cana, he doubtless had present in his heart the secret of the Eucharist. In a way that we cannot comprehend but can know, the mystery of this night was always in the heart of Christ. He came for this night. For Holy Thursday is a night in which Jesus fulfilled the eternal plan of God. Loving to the end, he established a way to remain with us always through the sacraments. That night, which becomes this night through this Mass, was a night in which the Lord did something surprising, amazing, hard to grasp. To quote Pope Benedict, Jesus Christ transformed his death into verbal form, into a prayer, and in so doing, changed the world. Jesus Christ transformed his death into verbal form, into a prayer, and in so doing, changed the world. Let's ponder this for a second. On Holy Thursday, Christ transformed his death into prayer, Eucharistic prayer. This is why we heard in the second reading that as often as you eat this bread, you proclaim the death of the Lord. Not because we talk about his death during Mass, but because he dies again at each Mass. And therefore, as we will chant in a few minutes, the work of our redemption is accomplished at each Mass. How could we ever reduce the Eucharist to a meal for a community, to a nice spiritual break that makes us feel good? The Eucharist is the death of the Lord transformed into prayer. What a breathtaking thing to say. The Lord came for that night which becomes this night. He became man knowing that this night he would become bread. He found a way to enter not only into our human history in general, but into our broken hearts in particular, in the most literal way, in the most surprising and moving way. Bread, someone said, becomes the edible form of the eternal world. Who would have thought that love could reach this extreme? Who could have thought that God would care so much for us? This night, then, we say Christ's death. We chant his sacrifice. We proclaim the cross. And just as Jesus very much looked forward to that night, so he is very much looking forward to this night, to come to each one of us. He's not expecting a group of perfect people to receive him. He just wants thankful friends, disciples who are aware of the mystery of that night that changed the world. Therefore, are willing to try to love him as much as they can in return. May he find many here tonight, as our Eucharistic prayer renews the death of our dear Jesus.